walking on eggshells on the last Friday afternoon of each month, 3 to 4pm.
Hello, my name is Anne. I'm from the city of Salford.
Hello, my name's Irene Taylor and I work for the Crossing Point.
We're here in a public place today, but it's very easy to feel alone in a crowd. In fact, it's very easy to feel alone in life, and you can certainly feel alone if you're a victim of domestic abuse. But please, please remember, you are not alone.
On the last Friday afternoon of every month, the Crossing Point organisation will hopefully show you are not alone. Please tune in 3 to 4pm on the last Friday of each month to a programme called Walking on Eggshells.
Welcome, listeners, to Walking on Eggshells. This is our monthly programme tackling the very delicate and difficult topic of domestic abuse. Some of the content of today's programme may seem quite intense and a little bit difficult to deal with, so I just wanted you to be aware of that before we get into it. It's a special privilege today to be co-presenting with Anne and Irene Taylor, both from The Crossing Point, a domestic abuse service based in Liverpool in Merseyside. They're both invaluable in the work that they do, reaching out to victims of domestic abuse, and they have such passion and drive and commitment, and it's a real privilege, as I say, to be with them today. And also co-presenting is Liz Smith, who is a former counsellor and has invaluable insight and wisdom in speaking with people who are hurting, in need, some pointers, need some advice. So welcome, Liz, to the programme as well. I think it's the best place to start would be with the Word of God. And Anne, could you share the scripture that God's put on your heart for today's programme?
Yes. Hello, everybody. The scripture today is from Psalms. It's Psalm 72 and it's verses 12 to 14. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him.
That's a wonderful scripture. I think it's worth hearing that again. God is a God of faithfulness and he keeps his word. So can we have that again on?
Yes, of course, yeah. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed. You have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. And I can say that I'm living proof today of this, that God will help you. He'll rescue the poor when they cry to him. And when I was going through my abuse, I did cry to God. I was actually angry with God, but I did cry out to him. And when I look back now, and I didn't know the Lord then, but definitely he rescued me from the violence and the oppression, and he helped me to walk away from it. So he was with me through it all. Don't know why I had to go through it, but he was with me through it all. And it's very definitely true, this scripture.
That's lovely. Thanks for sharing that, Anne. Right, Irene, if I can just ask you, what's today's programme titled?
Today's programme, Di, is about F words.
Would you like to? Yeah. Could you clarify?
I will clarify it, yes. When we were preparing for this month's programme, I just thought about what happens with the limbic system, how we're affected with abuse. So I'm just going to run through these F words, but we'll look at them more in depth when.
Okay. Thinking it's not the F words we're thinking of that come to mind. That's good.
And I'm sure that's just the listeners.
Just put listeners' minds at rest. I'm sure I don't know.
When I mentioned this to my family, they went, "What?"
I'm sure some of the listeners have
done that as well. First of all, we're going to look at negative F words. Okay. And some of the listeners could probably add more. And then we're going to look at the positives.
Great. Thanks.
So this is a quick overview of the negative F words. And for those who are suffering abuse, this is real. But we just want to stress that female genital mutilation at this time of the year could be rife. If anybody knows of anybody, or if it's you that is listening that is going to go through this, please, please inform the police. Please, please get in touch with us. There's help out there to save this happening. So that's female genital mutilation. That is a biggie at holiday times. And for some cultures as well, forced marriage. We're not going to look at these two F words, but forced marriage. And I think if you're a young girl or a young boy, that you know you're being taken back to wherever, or even in this country, and being forced to marriage, there is help out there. Ring us, but especially ring the police. There are definitely services and authorities that can help in this. So you are not, definitely not alone. But we want to look at the other F words. Fault, failure, things are false, fear, frenzy. When I was talking about the limbic system, this is a part of the brain that houses our emotions, our behaviour and our long-term memory. And anyone who suffers abuse, this is the area in the brain that flags up, we need the adrenaline now. You know, the fight, flight, freeze. When we're born, this part of the brain isn't fully working, but as we grow older, that comes into play with the emotions. So, you know, some people will fight back because the adrenaline's flowing and the cortisol. Some people will flee away, just take flight, and some people will freeze. And I think if you're suffering abuse, you will know some of these feelings as well. And also, if we've got too much adrenaline and cortisol running around in our body, too much adrenaline affects your heart, affects other areas, causes anxiety. So it leads to a lot of health problems. I'm going to hand over to Anne now because she's going to bring another F, which is football.
That's not surprising, football. Which team, Anne? Which team?
Yeah, I'm a Manchester United fan, I'm afraid. But there you go. I'm just going to read an article that was in one of the papers about football and about the World Cup and other tournaments. The article's called TVs Get Kicking as Fans Go Wild. Claims for damaged TVs rocketed eightfold during the World Cup. Among the most common causes of wrecked TVs were footballs being kicked at them and mobile phones being thrown. Other causes included drinks being spilled down the back. Phil Ost of Zurich Home Insurance said, after summer of football fever, fans of all ages will be turning their attention to the new Premier League season. But it's easy to get carried away by the excitement of the game, and then accidents do happen. Indoor kickabouts, tossed mobile phones and spilt drinks lead to an eightfold increase in claims for TV damage during the World Cup. So while you might be attempting a Kieran Trippier free kick, Harry Kane penalty or a Harry Maguire header, leave your football skills for the garden, park or pitch. He added, the World Cup saw a huge increase in TV claims. Now, that's just what happens to your TV during a football match. During these tournaments, World Cup, European Championships. But now, as it says, start of the Premier League season. So you can imagine if that happens to TVs and other bits of furniture, you can imagine what happens to people. I mean, some people take the football very seriously. When I was younger, I was a bit more avid than I am now, and I can understand people get really mad, and if they've had a drink, they take it out on the partner. So you can just imagine, now that the Premier League season is starting again, what violence.
Yeah, that's quite amazing that I think people might not associate sport with domestic violence. Yeah. So it's quite stirring, isn't it, to think that, you know, now, as you say, the football season's back on, that if a team don't do so well, the fan, you know, that follower of that team can take it out on their partner. And that's quite
We know that statistics show that when a football season or any sports are on, the statistics for domestic violence goes up by 30 to 40%. You know, when you think of statistics, one victim will call the police every 60 seconds. This goes up by 30 to 40%. And they're only the ones they know of. There's so many more. You know, we say one in four women, one in six men are abused. But we know there's very many more because that's only statistics.
John, would you be okay to share your experience of how you reacted during your days as a bit of a football fan?
Yeah, sure. As a teenager, I was on the fringes of the trouble on the terraces. But either way, if my team was playing at the weekend, if my team lost, I was in a foul mood. No pun intended, but I was in a foul mood all weekend. Snapping at my parents, snapping at everybody indoors, just in a foul mood until Monday morning, simply because of the way the football result had gone on Saturday afternoon.
Do you know, really, when you think of it, that little piece that was in the paper talks about TVs, but nobody thought of families, children, or women or men. That
yeah,
are,
so it's
are
like
victims.
Material
Nobody's,
things.
Yeah.
Material
thought
things
of the material things, the TV, the insurance company has had to pay out for a TV, but nobody's thought, wonder what it must have been like in the household.
Just following on from that, I think one of the words we mentioned, one of the F words, was foul mood and also frenzy. And I think that is something that if you're in that situation of domestic abuse, that you must be really in fear when you're knowing that your spouse or your partner, whoever it is, their team is playing, you're wondering, you might be almost praying that they win, that there's a good result because you know what's coming if they don't win. And to think that must go on week in, week out during the football season, it's just horrific, really. Frenzy, yeah, that's like John was saying there, he was in a foul mood. He didn't commit any violence himself, but just mentally, he was not a happy person. He was an angry young man. And I know from experience that when you are faced with someone who is in a frenzy or who is in a foul mood, it can be so fearful. You know, you can be just like the program's called walking on eggshells. And it kind of puts you in a position where if you wanted to protest or to stand up to the perpetrator, again, you're at risk of them turning into a really angry person if you dare to sort of not give in, if you like, if you would dare to resist and to put up a fight, so to speak, that person can then become really angry. And that foul mood, that frenzy can lead to the smashing up of household things. You know, I've seen that happen. And it's, you know, nothing to do with the football team in this case, but just because you're saying no to something, that person, I mean, another F word I'm thinking of is fit, almost has a fit, goes into a fit of rage that you would dare to defy them and they would start throwing things around. Yeah, and it's really sad and tragic that article in that paper cutting didn't think to mention the human life. Mm. We're up for some music, I think.
Proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name. No one wants you.
So we're going to continue now looking at some the F words, and one of them Liz is going to bring is about the fear that victims and their families suffer. But you know, sometimes when victims leave the abusive relationships, sometimes a certain smell, song or place can trigger off that memory of the abuse that they were in, and so the adrenaline and the fear start again. So even though you've left, there are some triggers that still bring that emotion and fear up again.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because people often think once people get out of the situation that in a way it's all over, but it isn't, because obviously our mind remembers, our bodies remembers, all our senses do. So I'm really glad you brought that in, because fear is a huge thing that's generated by domestic abuse. Because the abusers work by establishing an environment of fear and control, and this creates a long-lasting fear and trauma, which then reinforces the abuser's control over the person being abused. And this can result in what they call a chronic fear, which is a very intense fear that's there all the time if the abuse goes on for a significant length of time. And also because of the abuser's intimate knowledge of the people they're abusing, they can use this to play on the person's weaknesses. So we could say that the abused people live in fear nearly all the time. And sometimes it's this very fear that can stop and put the people off leaving the situation, because fear paralyzes and cripples, and it's so damaging. The other two things that are quite big are the fear of the stigma of domestic abuse and also the loss of the person's reputation. Because even in this so-called enlightened generation, people still feel the stigma of domestic abuse. It can discourage people from seeking help because they feel maybe they're to blame. They feel they're ashamed that it's happening. They feel they're being labelled and treated accordingly. They may feel isolated by the abuse. And some of them feel they can have a diminished status in society. They can experience discrimination from others. And when somebody feels stigmatized, it's very disempowering. And loss of reputation, this can be a huge worry. What will people think? How will friends and people at work react when they find out? This can leave them having loss of respect and honor by other people. Will it change how others now see them when they know this has been happening? And sometimes the abusers say they will ruin the person's reputation by telling lies about them or the situation. Then this fear of obviously the violence and the physical pain. This is always there, even if it's not happening at the moment, like living on a knife edge. When will be the next time? There's fear and concern for their children's safety, because obviously they're in the place where this is all happening. The fear of how will this affect the children in their future. Maybe even the fear if it gets out, they might lose their children, lose their home and possessions. And there can even be fear of the future. You know, if I do leave, what will happen? Where will I live? How will I manage financially? How can I cope with the children and what they need? How will I make new friends, find schools? You know, the list goes on. And that's just a few of the fears, you know, that people can have.
Yes, and I'm sure you can put some F's to it as well, some F words to it. But fear is a massive thing in the negative when you're suffering abuse, because it's daily. And we look at fault. We blame ourselves. That's another F. It's my fault. I shouldn't have said this. And the perpetrator usually is the one that doesn't pick up the fault, but the victim does. Why did I say this? Why did I do that? And then there's the fear, as Liz brought, the failure that comes with it. Shame and guilt. But, you know, if you're living or have lived with domestic abuse, we just want to lift you up and say you are never and never will be a failure, because to live in them circumstances, you've got to have some strength. Don't put yourself down. You are not a failure. And if we had more time, we could look at what statistics showed or what people said about Oprah Winfrey. They said she'd never make a TV presenter. Walt Disney, they said, had no imagination. You think of Thomas Edison, how many times did he make the light bulb? Over 1,000, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
failure brings success because you're still there and you're going to go forward. So that's another F word for you. We're going to go forward.
Forward.
So that's a positive F word, going forward. Mm. So I think it would be good to move on to positive. Okay, let's take a break and have some music before we go into our positive side.
Except for the Pope may be in Rome.
Crossing Point is a Christian response to domestic abuse. And if that is you, or if it's somebody you know, remember, you are not alone. Break the silence. There is help out there. There is lots of help. Contact details for Crossing Point, a Christian organisation. You will help all people, all victims of domestic abuse.
The Crossing Point details are, phone number is 0151 378 9517. 0151 378 9517.
Okay.
If you ring that number and there's no reply, please leave a message. Somebody will get back to you. Our email is thecrossingpoint@uwclub.net. thecrossingpoint@uwclub.net. And our website is thecrossingpoint.co.uk. And the National Domestic Helpline is 0808 2000 247. Yes. Also, yes, you can message the Crossing Point on Facebook or Twitter.
And of course, it goes without saying that any inquiries, any questions, any contact will be handled in the strictest confidence.
Yes.
You're listening to Flame Radio, and this is Walking on Eggshells. In the studio, we've got Irene Taylor and Anne from The Crossing Point, and Liz Smith, a former counsellor. And we're hoping that you listeners out there are benefiting from what we're talking about today, which is the very delicate subject of domestic abuse and F-words. And we've talked about fear, we've talked about failure, numerous things today, and these emotions can cause a lot of conflict in the way we think and how we're going to deal with the situations that we find ourselves in. How are we going to manage? And we have to contend with feelings of guilt, feelings of embarrassment, feelings of shame, feelings of blame, but knowing that we need to do something, and there's that confusion of how do we address what's going on? Was it really my fault? Or just getting a clear picture. And sometimes we need that outside help and someone to come alongside us and maybe just clear things for us, just clear that fog for us. And so there's always going to be a way forward. Although we've talked about negative words, it doesn't mean that you stay in that negativity. You know, as a Christian, I know that God is a very positive God. There's nothing negative about God. And he's a God that is for us, and he wants the best for us. And he offers hope in every situation. And as Anne shared before, even though she didn't know God at the time, she cried out to God, and he distinctly answered her calls for help. And there is a way forward. There is a way out of the situations that you find yourselves in if you're a victim of domestic abuse, or you have been and you're still kind of chained to what has gone on in the past. There is freedom. And that's one of the F words in the positive side of the F words of the program we're going to talk about now. Freedom. First steps, making that way forward out of the situation. How we can make that choice to move forward.
And if you listened to our programme a couple of months ago, we looked at the stages of change. And I think one of the first steps is to identify that you are in an abusive relationship. And you could listen to some of our programmes. We looked at the aspects of domestic abuse and what it looked like. So the first step to change is to identify and come into agreement with yourself that you are in an abusive relationship and you need to change. And when you decide, I need to change, it gives you a fresh start, a fresh beginning. You still may have all the negatives that surround you. And we know that anyone, any child or any adult that lives with abuse always suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome. We've identified that, thankfully. It's not only the armed forces that suffer the post-traumatic stress, it's people who've lived with abuse. So first step to change, and we hope that someone listening will take them first steps. Fresh start and then into freedom. you may not be released right away, because sometimes when you leave the abusive relationship, sometimes they're still around, or there's still things, as I say, that will remind you.
One of the words I'm thinking of, Irene, is faith, because sometimes it might take a little bit of faith to believe that you can actually make that change.
Yeah.
You just change in the way you're thinking about yourself, even though you don't know all that's going to happen in the future, that it's just that, you know, little by little, it's making that first step, or having that faith, isn't it, to be able to say, well, do you know what, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. But even if you haven't got any faith, we're not just here talking to Christians. We're talking to the whosoever that listens to Flame. You know, even if you haven't got that faith.
What I meant by faith in this case is, you know, the belief that you can do something. That,
your
that
own faith.
Faith in
yourself, that you're strong enough to step out into that freedom for your own sake, for your kids, for your family's sake. And that's the fresh start, the freedom that comes. And then there's a fulfilment, because as Anne said before, she knew that freedom when she first left. And there's a fulfilment. Then there's the forgiveness.
I feel that forgiveness is a really big one, because, again, I can only speak from my own experience, but I'm sure it's true for everyone. I found it very difficult to forgive at first because of what I'd gone through. But you think, oh, it's not fair, and you know, I didn't deserve that. And I didn't deserve it. But, yeah, I found it very difficult to forgive. But then when I came to know the Lord, but even if you don't know the Lord, I think you have to forgive, because if you don't forgive, it's very difficult to move on, I think. I found it a lot easier to move on once I'd forgiven. You don't have to have anything to do with the person again, or speak to them again or anything. Just forgive them. If you don't forgive, you become bitter. And that, of course, is no good for you. You can't move on like that. You can't live like that, because you just make a mess of the rest of your life yourself. You're bitter all the time. So I think it's very important to forgive. And I did forgive, and I've gone on, and I've met people, and I've spoke to people about what's happened. And, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
I think forgiveness is a big one.
Yeah, I quite agree with that. It's a kind of a letting go. It's not something that comes easy. And forgiveness isn't a natural thing that we do, to be honest. As you quite rightly said, if we choose to remain in unforgiveness, it will affect us. And it is an actual proven fact. It will affect your health. And you yourself end up in that place of just torment, really. I think of the story in the Bible, the story Jesus told of the two debtors. And the second guy didn't forgive, although he'd been forgiven a big, massive debt, someone that owed him a little bit of money. He didn't give, and he ended up being thrown in jail. And as Jesus said, he was then being tormented. And I think it's just illustrating, you know, when we don't forgive, that we're in that place of torment. We're in that sort of no man's land. If we can't move forward and we're stuck in the past. And I think it's very important that we come to that place where we are able to give. And forgiveness isn't a feeling, can I just say? Just like love is not a feeling, love is a choice. It's something we do. Forgiveness is also a choice. It's not a feeling. But I can appreciate, and from my own experience, how important it is to not look at it like that, but just have that sense of knowing that that is the best way out of that torment, of that conflict, that strife, that bitterness, that anger. And it will leave you. You will have your memories, but they won't carry the same amount of pain and intensity because you've forgiven. And I think that's important. So thanks, Anne.
One thing I want to say on forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about reconciliation. When you forgive somebody, it doesn't mean going back into that abusive relationship. It's about just letting them go. It's about letting go and letting be.
Yeah.
And walking in that freedom that torments your mind. I just want to stress, it's not about reconciliation.
Yeah, Liz, did you want to add something to that?
Yeah, it just kind of goes with that. It's also, forgiveness isn't about saying that what they did was okay, or letting them off the hook, or saying it didn't matter. It isn't that, because obviously it does matter. It isn't like saying, okay, I can just forget about it now. And sometimes forgiveness takes time. It isn't always a quick one-off. It can be a process, and people can forgive at one level and then later they can go on to forgive at a deeper level as their forgiveness deepens, as their experience deepens. So it isn't a one-off thing. from my experience with people who've been deeply damaged, it can be a process and it can take time.
Yeah, there's plenty to think about, plenty to mull over in today's programme, which we hope you're finding very helpful and beneficial. And we're going to take a break there and have some more music.
Fall. And if you shine, I love you.
Always good to listen to you too, one of my favourite bands. Yeah, we're talking about domestic abuse today on the Walking on Eggshells programme. And we've talked a little bit about the negative aspects, the positive aspects of going forward when we've been through that situation of abuse. And sometimes when you're actually going through that situation, it's very difficult to see how you can be positive in that situation, how things that are happening to you, you can turn them around. And I think we've got a really good illustration from a story that Anne wants to bring to the programme today. So just have a listen to this.
This is the story of how a donkey fell into a pit. Never give up. One day, a donkey fell into a pit. The animal cried and whined for hours while his owner tried to figure out what to do. Finally, the farmer decided that since the animal was old and the pit needed to be covered up anyway, he'd just bury the old donkey right there. He got a shovel and started filling in the pit. The donkey kept up its wailing, but then fell silent. After an hour of furious shovelling, the farmer paused to rest. To his amazement, he saw his old donkey jump out of the pit and trot away. At first, when the donkey realised what was happening, he cried even more piteously. But then the wise animal hit on a plan. As each spadeful of dirt hit his back, the donkey would shake it off and take a step up onto the growing mound of earth. Eventually, the mound grew high enough for him to jump out of the pit. Life is going to shovel dirt on you, all kinds of dirt. The trick to getting out of the pit is to shake it off and take a step up. We can get out of the deepest pits by not stopping and never giving up. Just shake it off and take a step up. And now I've just got this quote from Steve Maraboli. Make a pact with yourself today to not be defined by your past. Sometimes the greatest thing to come out of all your hard work isn't what you get for it, but what you become for it. Shake things up today. Be you, be free, and share. So like the donkey in the pit and the rubbish is thrown, stamp it down and rise up. Though when anyone ever throws rubbish at you, just rise up to it. Don't let it keep you down. Just keep getting back up.
That's a really good story, good illustration. I hope that sticks with you out there, that you can use your situation, you can turn it around. It is within your power to do that. And if you need to get that support, if you need to get someone alongside you to help you do that, to help you see that, then we pray that that will happen.
Crossing Point is a Christian response to domestic abuse, and if that is you, or if it's somebody you know, remember, you are not alone. Break the silence. There is help out there. There is lots of help. Contact details for Crossing Point, a Christian organisation. You will help all people, all victims of domestic abuse.
The Crossing Point details are, phone number is 0151 378 9517, 0151 378 9517.
Okay.
If you ring that number and there's no reply, please leave a message. Somebody will get back to you. Our email is thecrossingpoint@uwclub.net. thecrossingpoint@uwclub.net. And our website is thecrossingpoint.co.uk. And the National Domestic Helpline is 0808 2000 247. Yes. Also, yes, you can message the Crossing Point on Facebook or Twitter.
And of course, it goes without saying that any inquiries, any questions, any contact will be handled in the strictest confidence.
Yes.
Each time we do this programme, we're aware that it can bring up emotions, it can bring up feelings, it can bring up questions, it can stir up emotions, and there'll be different reactions from you guys listening out there. You might know of someone going through that situation. It might be someone in your family, or it might be a close friend. Pray for that person. See what you can do to help that person. Get alongside them. You know, if you're going through it yourself, then one of the reasons we're doing this programme is to tell you that there is hope and that change can happen, that it doesn't have to remain as bleak. You might have questions, well, how is this going to happen? What if this? What will this be like? And I think the ladies here will agree that we feel that for future programmes, we'd like to bring a bit of space for a question and answer time. So if you do have a particular question or a query, something that's kind of stirred up inside you that you think, well, how am I going to do this? Or what happens with that? Then we'd invite you to email at The Crossing Point. I'll just give you their email address. It's all lowercase, thecrossingpoint@uwclub.net. thecrossingpoint@uwclub.net. And just bring your questions. You might be able to, if you're on Facebook, go to the Crossing Point Facebook page and do a private message there. Everything that you bring will be treated in the utmost confidence, so please don't feel that you can't approach or broach questions. The whole point of this programme is to offer support, to offer help, to offer advice, to say that you're not alone in this and that things can change. You know, as a group of ladies here, you listeners are on our hearts. You are the ones that we feel for if you're a victim. And we, in the background, will be praying for you as much as we can do this practical demonstration with a programme. We will still, in our own private times, will be praying, because this is the passion of our hearts, is to be able to reach out to victims to help them and just pray that God, as with Anne, rescues you. He promises to. Sometimes we just have to cry out to God ourselves. Our next programme will be looking at coping strategies. How do we deal with the stress of our situations and much more than that? So keep an eye out for that, or keep an ear open for that one, I should say. Coping strategies. Our contact details, again, if there's any questions or you would like some further information or some support yourself, or you'd like to pass on information to someone that you know is a victim or going through something difficult at this time, can I just give you some details for you? Telephone number of The Crossing Point is 0151 378 9517. I'll just repeat the telephone number, 0151 378 9517. And the mobile number is 077 318 78076. I'll just repeat that for you. 077 318 78076. And there is also a 24-hour hotline that you can call at any time, obviously. That's 0808 20247. 0808 20247. So any time that you feel that you're under threat, if it's, you know, a life and death situation, please don't hesitate to ring the police. That's what they're there for, and you will get help straight away. Thank you.
Try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's that's what I'll say. It's not your business. I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. And they only hit until you cry. After
Walking on eggshells on the last Friday afternoon of each month, 3 to 4pm.
Hello, my name is Anne. I'm from the city of Salford.
Hello, my name's Irene Taylor and I work for the Crossing Point.
We're here in a public place today, but it's very easy to feel alone in a crowd. In fact, it's very easy to feel alone in life, and you can certainly feel alone if you're a victim of domestic abuse. But please, please remember, you are not alone.
On the last Friday afternoon of every month, the Crossing Point organisation will hopefully show you are not alone. Please tune in 3 to 4pm on the last Friday of each month to a programme called Walking on Eggshells.
Hope you enjoyed this programme, which is under the copyright of Wirral Christian Media Limited. Details of the Flame CCR broadcasts and webcasts are on our website, www.flameradio.org. Thank you for listening. Flame.